Well, good morning. Your radio show is on the air this morning. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Thursday morning. It is October 31st of 2019.
And you know what that means.
It is a spooky day for all.
Candy.
Oh my gosh. Don't even bring it up.
Why?
Because my wife and my mother surprised me with my own Halloween basket.
What?
So this morning I had the breakfast of champions.
Oh, thanks for bringing some.
I had coffee, a Butterfinger, a Reese's peanut butter cup, and an Almond Joy for breakfast.
Yum.
Dude, I am so achieving today. It is absolutely ridiculous.
So, Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. As we're waking up, just a heads up, this is going to be a cold day.
Yeah, I pulled out my UGG sweater boots. I was like, it's cold. I'm putting on something warm.
Yeah, so the high today is 43. Happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
39 is the temp. So basically what you feel now won't feel much different.
And very windy today, too.
And so then tonight, we're going to get down to an overnight low around 29 below freezing. The chance of frost out there. So we'll be trick-or-treating tonight.
Happy Halloween.
I tried to pitch the idea of trick-or-treating inside our house.
Oh, right.
Like I could go to different rooms.
You could hide treasure.
Yeah, but like here's the deal. The truth is that we have all the candy he would ever need for Halloween in our house right
now. It's not the same, Dad.
No, he wants to go to somebody else's house and have them give him the same candy.
Right.
But how much more comfortable would it be inside our house? Maybe we should invite neighborhood kids just to walk through our house.
You could drive and make your wife and Kai walk around.
Now, see, I kind of get into that deal, though, when people are driving their kids around and there's all kinds of kids crossing streets and there's
traffic.
Cars and trailers. And
stressful. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, people didn't do that.
Right.
I mean, you just let your kids go.
Not now.
You know, it's like, right. All right, see you in a couple hours.
Yeah,
come back around 9.
I know.
Yeah, it can't happen like that anymore. But anyway, happy Halloween, everybody.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2004, and if there's ever been a song about Kelly Perry, I think this is it. George Strait had the number one song in country music in 2004.
Well, I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my three kids, I hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on.
Thanks, George.
And try to start again. But I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. Said, I hate everything.
George Strait, I Hate Everything. Number one on this day in 2004.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes.
We're excited about the big holiday today. Kai has his scary evil clown costume.
Really?
Yeah.
Bruce has his as well. It's pretty interesting.
Is he something scary?
It's like one of those blow up things that has air in it, but it's an alien with in a UFO.
Really?
It's pretty funny.
Like the balloon boy?
Kind of, maybe.
No. Where's he gonna trick or treat?
Probably just around the neighborhood and stuff.
Is he the only one of your kids trick or treating tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are the other ones gonna do?
Probably just jump out and scare people, walk around, hand out candy at the house. Why? What's wrong with that?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
We're gonna find you.
No, you're not.
Our sole purpose tonight will be to scare you.
You want to give me a heart attack? Legit? I might drop dead.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
I might.
But maybe I can work that out with your wife. That'd be great.
Dude, if somebody pops out at me, it's over. I'm just going to tell you right now, it is over.
We'd get punched.
Speaking of, check this out, y'all. There is one of our employees who's been doing double duty. He's done radio station work.
Yeah.
And he's been working as an actor at a haunted house. He's very much into haunted house acting, right? It's one of his deals.
People.
Like, I think he'd do it for free.
Really?
Just to go and do it because he loves the idea of surprising people and scaring people and all that stuff. The rumor is, and I don't have this rumor confirmed, the rumor was that on Tuesday night, they were doing a haunted house, and he jumped out and scared somebody, and the rumor is he got punched in the face.
Stop it.
That's the rumor. And the other rumor, and I don't know if it's all true, we'll have to try to call later on today. If he's awake right now, we'd call him now, but I'm not really sure about this. But the story is, so he gets punched in the face right by the nose and the upper teeth. And he was going to have to go to the doctor to see if he was okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, what if he's working the haunted house and he takes a shot to the face and has to have, like, dental work?
That's why I don't go through haunted houses. I think I would be the one that threw the punch.
Let me tell you some funny stories. We used to go to a place called the Flight Line of Fear. in Blytheville, right? So this was a big haunted house, and people would drive from all over the area to go to that haunted house. It's right there at the Air Force Base in, like, Blytheville, Gosnell. So they wanted to give me, they wanted me to go through there all the time, and I was scared of it. So I'd only go through if the lights were on, which is true. I'm like, I'll go through if the lights on.
Because you're so easy to mess with, so people want you to participate in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they're saying my name, evil things are saying my name, and I'm looking at one thing thinking that's who's talking, and somebody jumps out from behind me and all this kind of stuff. So then they gave us these gloves. It was me and Booger, and they gave us these gloves that we could reach through and, like, try to grab people as they walk by. But the deal was, you really couldn't see that well. Right?
Brandon, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. But somebody that was there with me might have accidentally given a honk.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's what I heard.
It was you.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I promise it wasn't me. But if there was a honking being delivered, that's at least what I was told. So be careful going through haunted houses because you never know what's going to happen. But the most important thing is that we enjoy today. We enjoy Halloween. We enjoy the candy. And, of course, the kids are going to be so excited. Kai's wore his costume for days. He's gone to the store in it. He's gone to get breakfast with just the mask on. So he's driving down the road in Leslie's car. Evil clown, hair everywhere, blood on the face. And that's my son. So
awesome.
If you've seen that, yep, that's Kai.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Halloween. It's going to be a cold Halloween.
Bundle up.
So, yeah, get ready
Wendy,
for that.
Wendy, yeah.
Yep, all that stuff tonight. We have Colton Anderson in the studio with us this morning. He's our newest employee. We're just kind of hanging out and showing him what the morning show's like. So we'll see if he comes back after this. I don't know if you heard this yesterday on the show. We did impersonations because I do a killer Coach Mike Bellotto impersonation.
He thinks he does.
Oh, do you?
I'm pretty good at it.
He sounds like a really bad Rocky Balboa.
Hey, it's me, Coach Bellotto. The team won the exhibition.
Wait.
Where is my wife, Felicia?
Now that sounds different.
What do you mean it sounds different?
Are you okay?
And then we had Coach Bellotto imitating Terry Mahajer.
Oh.
That was
so
really
I got to be Coach Bellotto and he got to be Mahajer.
I was scared that
he was good at it.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh.
I was scared that he was gonna show up.
Who, Mahajer?
Yeah.
You
gotta
watch out for that. Anyway.
He's been fired up.
We don't want to make him mad, but it's pretty good. Anyway, let's go ahead and do this. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today, Thursday, October 31st, Halloween birthdays, 2019. Happy birthday goes out to Christy Adams, a belated birthday. She celebrated, so happy birthday. Celebrating today, the Halloween babies, Josh Byard, the principal at International Studies of Jonesboro, celebrating. Happy birthday, Josh. Jim Schenkel, Springdale, Arkansas, listens to us on the podcast.
Happy birthday.
That's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning Podcast, free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at K5.com. Jim is also married to a woman that we nickname Hot Stuff.
Oh. I did not realize that was her nickname.
Oh, yeah.
That's my mom, Colton, is who he's talking about.
Gwen Too Hottie right there.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Happy birthday, Jim. Amy Teague of Harrisburg is celebrating. We'll see you tomorrow at Harrisburg High School. Brittany Houston of Paragould. We have Brooke Ortman celebrating your birthday today. Brad Brannon from Jonesboro. Gary Cooper of Jonesboro. Paul Brown from Gilmore celebrates. And Tom Smith of Jonesboro has a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Well, Tom Smith's distant cousin Willow Smith is 19 today.
Well, there is a chance of that.
Yeah.
Willow Smith's daughter. I whip my hair back and forth, right?
Yeah. Piper Perabo is 43. That was the girl off of Coyote Ugly.
I've seen that movie. I haven't seen a lot of movies, but for some reason I watched...
That's a great movie.
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
You ever seen Coyote Ugly?
I don't think so.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I watch a lot of movies.
It's a great movie.
You should get that this weekend.
Corey would like that movie too if she hadn't seen it.
Yeah, it's a good...
Corey can't make it through a movie, so you take naps.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, he's calling her out.
So bad dates?
No. If we go to the movie theater, she'll watch one.
Oh, she'll stay awake there.
If we're at the house, she'll fall asleep.
She's out.
1,000%.
Lynn Bergeron from Ace of Base is 49 today.
Let's do some Ace of Base.
I saw the sun, it opened up my eyes. I saw the sun.
think that was their biggest hit. They also did this one.
This is what your wife told me.
You stop it right now. We don't need that. Okay, moving on. That's Lynn Bergeron from Ace of Base celebrating.
All right, Adam Horovitz is 53 from the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
This was huge when I was young. Remember how big this was?
I am.
Your pops quit your smoking, man. He says, no way.
Wrong part.
Ow.
I give up.
That hypocrite smokes two packs a day.
Song. All right, let's go ahead and say here.
Daryl Worley is 55 today.
All right, Daryl Worley, let's do some Daryl Worley.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
That's a good one.
To see your homeland under fire and her people blown away.
Lots of thoughts on that one. How about this one from Daryl Worley?
I miss my friend.
Kelly thinks that's a little too depressing this morning, so we'll move past that.
Rob Snyder is 56. Elle King is his daughter.
Wait a minute. Elle King from the Dierks Bentley song?
Yeah.
Is that legit?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
The song Different for Girls?
It's different for girls.
That's his daughter.
When their hearts get broke, they can't take
it. Am I thinking of the right person?
I think so.
With a whiskey and coke, you don't take someone home.
Is it?
I don't know. But it's on there. You're the one that put it.
I didn't put that there. Whatever, though. That could be wrong.
Dermot Mulroney, is 56 from Thank My Best Kelly. Friend's Wedding.
Nice job.
And Vanilla Ice is 52. And you know we have to play it.
Yep.
You know the song's still relevant when Colson is kind of bouncing a little bit.
He knows it.
I think everybody knows the song. It's just one of those.
He rolled up in his truck today.
Playing
this was
the
playing.
Song.
Yeah.
Now that the party is jumping with the bass.
He's not you,
and the
Brandon.
Vegas all pumping. Quick to the point, no faking.
Cooking
MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them. Getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat. With a souped up tempo, I'm on a roll.
Vanilla Ice, he is 52 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David the Barrel Boy got here early this morning. He's taking the Polar Roller, the Stadium Auto Body Polar Roller out this morning. So shout out to David. He's dressed up in his Halloween costume this morning.
Yeah, he looked really cute as Shaggy.
Yep. Scooby-Doo Shaggy showed right up here this morning. So if y'all see him in Cross County this morning, he's going to Cherry Valley.
He even has a Great Dane with him.
Yep. It's an interesting little deal that David's got going on there. So you might want to check him out this morning.
We love you, David.
Yep, we do. Let's do some country music news. How about that?
Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, a big K-Fine congratulations goes out to Kane Brown and his wife, Caitlin. They have welcomed to the world their baby girl, Kingsley Rose Brown. Now, Kane's already calling her KB3. It's Kane Brown, Caitlin Brown. This is Kingsley Brown, so KB3, already has a little nickname. If you want to check out the first photo of the happy mother and father, you can do that right now, this morning, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and his family dressed up as Frozen characters for Halloween. So his wife posted the picture. She says, the things you do for your kids, I'm beginning to enjoy Halloween a little more these days thanks to the kids. They're dressed up as Elsa, Olaf, Sven, Kristoff, and Anna. It's so cute. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, it's real cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, you can check out a brand new music video from the gang in Little Big Town. They have a song called Over Drinking. And you can check out the video right now this morning.
Yeah. I'm over drinking over you. I'm done with bottles and chasing the blues.
It's very old school vibe. Looks like it's set like a 70s style honky tonk, like urban cowboy. They also cast Michelle Monaghan in there. from the Mission Impossible movies. She's the lead actress in the video. So if you're a fan of Little Big Town, you want to check that out this morning, you can do that on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Happy Halloween to all of you out there. We hope you guys have a great day and enjoy Halloween tonight.
It is the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
Y'all like this one?
He did the Monster
Yeah.
Mash.
Colton Anderson is here with us this morning. He's one of our newest employees. He gets to shadow the show this morning. We're talking Halloween. One more thing for Halloween. I don't know if you guys know this song, but I love this one.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
like Who doesn't this? Like this song?
It's Ghostbusters, man. Who are you going to call? And when I was a kid, people would just say, Ghostbusters. Remember that?
Yep, I do.
It was like a joke. One of my friends went as Ghostbusters for Halloween last year. Austin Lane.
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Who's gonna do this part?
Not yet.
Who's gonna do it?
Not yet.
You're
playing.
No
ghosts.
Oh, there we go.
She beat me to it.
It's funny.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You guys have great Halloween memories.
My memories are my mom made probably almost all of my costumes.
Did she really?
Yeah, I was a bird one year. My mom could sew, like, really good.
Right.
So I was a bird one year. I was a mouse one year. One year, I was a number two pencil with, like, a cone head, like, for the lead.
Yeah. And did she make that?
Yes. And my brother was a rocket.
A rocket.
Why did your mother make them when she could have just gone to the store to buy them?
Well, number one, she could sew, and then I'm sure it was some type of money saver.
But was it really?
I don't know, but I just know I wore a lot of my clothes. A lot of them were made.
I think my mom only did one costume like that, and it was because I wanted to be the ultimate warrior one year. And, like, they didn't have WWF Halloween costumes back in the day, so I was the ultimate warrior.
And what did you actually wear? Do you remember?
Well, she put on face paint on me, and, you know, I don't even know if I wore a shirt.
Well, if you were the true ultimate warrior.
I wouldn't have worn a shirt. I'd put tassels around my arms.
Yeah.
I don't have any of those pictures. I do have pictures. My favorite one ever is me as E.T.
That's a funny one because it looks like a horrible, terrible outfit.
Oh, because so when we were young, mm-hmm. the costumes weren't nearly as advanced as they are now. So
yeah, it was like a trash bag and a plastic mask.
They get pretty expensive nowadays.
I know that. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet my mom when she bought these, I guarantee you, we bought them like at Eckerd drugstore and they were probably like $12.
Right, and now they're like $50 for a bag.
Some of them are like $150.
Who buys those?
A lot of people.
It's for those Instagram pictures, I'm telling you.
That is what it is.
Have you gone through a Halloween store lately?
I mean, I need to. Kai went the other day. He went to Spirit and got his. He's a scary clown this year. Because when he was little, we wanted him to be like, okay, you're Spider-Man, you know.
Like Pennywise?
Similar to that, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because he wants to scare people. Mm-hmm. He's at that age. He's 10. He wants to be that. What was your favorite costume as a kid, Colton?
My mom made a Captain Hook outfit from Peter Pan that she made from scratch at the house, and it was pretty nuts. I mean, I had the hair, the mustache, the hook, everything. It was great.
That's crazy that your moms were so into like the design of the costume. My mom was like, let's just buy the $10 thing over here in the drugstore. We're done.
Well, and I didn't get that from my mom. I was the mom that was like, let's just go buy something.
Yeah.
You know, but she was real creative like that.
I went as Freddy Krueger one year. That was a big deal.
Did you have the striped sweater?
I did.
With the claws.
And the hat. And you wanted that one glove that had like the fake knives coming off his fingers.
Did you have the face, like the mask?
Have you noticed that all of his outfits... are people without hair? E.T. Freddy Krueger.
Even as a kid, I knew I was destined.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. We have Colton Anderson in the studio with us this morning. He was told he wasn't going to be forced to talk, but we pretty much forced him to talk this morning.
Right.
He's a new member of the team here at K-Fine, so.
That's not that big a deal to talk on the radio.
It's not that big of a deal, especially when we can just kind of roast each other, which is essentially what we do.
Exactly.
So what Kelly's found are some old school Halloween photos of herself, the costumes her mom made. And I'll be honest, when I heard her mom made the costumes, I was like, I don't know.
Right. But
that's
then,
pretty
when,
good.
But yeah. then yeah. when you look, yeah, I've got the little mouse, and then you kind of did the little nose and the whiskers. She made that one. Yeah. And then I was a nurse one year and she made that one, and she did a lot of them.
Yeah, she's pretty good at them. I think her mom used to design costumes too.
Really?
You want to try to get her on the phone this morning?
That would be fun.
She's always, you know, so happy early in the morning. And then we're going to call Colton's girlfriend.
Don't do that to him.
I don't even know if she's awake.
He's already warned us about that. We're not allowed to get him in any trouble.
Yeah, I'll get in a lot of trouble.
I'll see if my wife's awake. You think she is? What's the money
on
it?
Of course.
Put the money on it.
She's up making breakfast for your son and teaching.
Oh, that's probably right. She ain't awake, y'all. Or she's in the Halloween candy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
Haven't had my coffee.
Oh. Can I tell you what I had for breakfast this morning?
Candy?
I did. I had coffee. And I had Butterfinger.
That sounds so good.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, had. The wrappers are right here.
Yep.
Oh.
I left them there.
Oh, you left
Trashy
them.
Trash or something.
That's what I did. I mean, I wanted her to see that I had those. That's why I left them there.
Right.
I appreciate that.
And my coffee cup's probably right where I left it as well.
Yeah, I'm going to walk like 10 steps and go ahead and put it in the trash.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the roasting this morning. Shots Happy Halloween.
Fired. Happy Halloween.
What are you going to be for Halloween tonight?
Myself.
Hey. We have Colton Anderson in here with us this morning. He and his girlfriend are going as Ricky Bobby and
Cal Naughton Jr.
Yeah, shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Why don't we do fun stuff like that ever? We've never dressed up for Halloween.
Oh, I did last year. I was Mr. Clean.
It took a lot of convincing, though. She did not want to be Cal Naughton Jr.
She's going to wear a mustache. No. That's so funny.
She wanted to be a girl. She's like, can I be Ricky's wife? I was like, that's not iconic. You can't do that.
The funny thing is her being a dude.
That's
the best.
What I said.
That makes
like,
me
have
love
to
her
do
even
it.
More.
Yeah.
So.
So, well, why don't you go get us a costume today? I'll let you pick it.
What do you want to be?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. What would be a good couple's costume for me and my wife?
You could be Jana Kramer and her husband, Mike.
I said that last night. Not even kidding.
This is a sore subject at this point.
I really said that last
Leslie,
night.
Leslie, I had no clue you said that.
Well, and here's the deal. Jana Kramer has been all over me on social media in the last couple
of
days.
Oh, my gosh.
All over you, has she? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's responding to everything we're doing. So, yeah. She wants me in Nashville coming up on Tuesday night for the wind down tour.
How's that working? You got your plans straight?
Well, my wife told me bye.
I did too.
Bye.
What can we be? Why don't you and Joey get a couple's costume, and then we'll get a couple's costume, and we'll go out with Colton and Corey.
We're gonna be ninjas. We're gonna be karate instructors.
That's what you are anyway. You got to be something.
Oh.
That's like me going as a radio DJ. That makes no sense.
I'm gonna be a mother.
Brandon wearing his headphones around.
Right.
Am I too old to trick or treat?
Yes.
Maybe if you
think.
Yes.
If you put a mask on.
I could go as a baby.
Yeah.
Or I could go.
Oh my.
With just a diaper and a pacifier.
Yeah. Yes.
You think I'd get good stuff?
Carry a bottle.
Just go
around.
The way you act.
A bib.
I'm done.
Oh, Leslie, I just got him.
What?
Nothing.
What did you say? No, go ahead and fire away.
What do you need anyway when you eat?
A bib. Because I spill stuff on my clothes all the time.
Always.
Anyway.
Leslie, will you come up here?
No, we don't need her in the room.
Because it'd be fun.
No, we don't need her in here before coffee especially. Think about a couple's costume, okay?
What do you want me to be?
I don't know.
I told him that y'all should have been Three's Company.
Well, we could have done that.
Oh, yeah.
How about Ariel from The Little Mermaid?
Really?
As
it's
done
29
by,
degrees.
As
tonight.
Done by Kylie Jenner.
I don't think you can up her, though.
You don't think so?
No.
Mm-mm.
Leslie, have you seen it yet?
No.
The Kylie costume? Well, Colton brought it in this morning and was showing me.
Brandon Baxter, don't do that to him.
Not true.
I will be Colton's witness. Colton has nothing to do with this.
Tried to throw me under the bus.
I support Colton. Brandon, you are crazy.
It's his first day.
I know.
Poor Colton.
Sorry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. It's Colton Anderson who's hanging out with us this morning. We're talking Halloween. We've decided I might be a little too old to go trick-or-treating.
Well, my favorite thing so far about Colton is he's been over here trying to find a costume mm-hmm. for you and your wife to go as, and mm-hmm. every single costume he's been finding has a common denominator.
Yeah.
Hairless.
Hairless. And somehow I'm insulted by everything he's found.
What? They're great. Come on.
No, the most recent one, you said I really wouldn't have to do much of anything.
You just need a scarf and a long nose.
It's Gru from the Minions.
But why do I feel
Steve
like that's...
Steve Carell's character.
It's almost like a shot at me.
No.
That was a shot.
He knows
I'm trying to be affordable, okay? Well, no, you don't have to do
it. He listens to you and knows that you're cheap, and he's trying to make it a better...
You want to buy a wig? Like, come on.
I don't really want to buy a wig, but I mean, I want to be somebody like, tell me, hey, dress up as The Rock, not as Gru.
He also gave
you... You could do that if you want, I guess.
You could be the genie from Aladdin
yeah.
and just paint yourself blue.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to get one of those fake... beards and some MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
I probably even have some of those, mm-hmm. you know, for back in my day, in my wrestling days.
See? But I don't have to buy anything.
Here's what we were warned. Can I tell you what we were warned about by your girlfriend?
What?
Should we tell him?
I mean, sure.
So we know his girlfriend, and we've known her since she was Miss A-State, mm-hmm. right? Corey. We were talking to her yesterday at the Nutrition Hub. And she told us that she was afraid you'd come in and be real quiet and a little bit shy. We haven't experienced that this morning.
No.
So he comes in firing shots, much the opposite.
Maybe she knew he would be fiery.
She thought I'd be shy. I'm not shy ever.
I don't know, man. She was just saying she hopes you come in. We're like, what could we talk to him about? You know what she told us we could talk to you about?
What?
Football.
I know quite a bit about that, but, you know.
She said, it's football on Saturday, on Sunday, on Tuesday.
She just doesn't want to watch it. She'd rather watch The Voice or something like that. So.
Yeah.
Now I get
Which
it.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's a good show, but.
But you're going to try to find a way.
Sunday is football time. So
but is it Saturday too?
Monday.
Tuesday. College games on Thursday.
Thursday.
So
Friday,
really,
such a coach.
Saturday, she can have Tuesday and Wednesday.
There you go. That's very nice.
Gee,
of you.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, what does she make you watch? Like, if she's gonna pick, if she's gonna pick TV,
we watch The Voice, America's Got Talent, anything reality TV,
anything,
pretty much
anything romantic cooking, comedy,
cooking shows like. You know the ones where they like they make teams and they make like desserts against each other.
Uh-huh.
Those. So.
Do you like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Oh, it's a great show.
That's my favorite, and I can always tell when I get in that deal where I watch them back to back. I look in the mirror, I realize that's my fat phase because I go through phases. I do. I'll come up and wait, and I'll go back down and wait, and then sometimes I can't find the median.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to be one or the other.
Yeah.
And I noticed a couple of weeks ago, I was watching a lot of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And when you watch that show, what does it make you want to do?
Cook and eat and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's bad for you.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't make me want to cook. I want to go find
right,
some food.
Yeah.
Anyway, Colton Anderson joins us in the studio this morning. Happy Halloween, everybody. We're sharing some of our favorite Halloween photos on our social media. If you're on Instagram or on Twitter, you can find me, Brandon, on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, sometimes I'll send texts in the middle of the show and try to see if I can get people on the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a coworker that we alluded to this morning.
Yeah, I don't like you right now.
Do what?
I don't like you right now.
He's upset with you.
So Colton Anderson is here and Luke Priest has joined us here as well. Luke is another one of our newer employees. And I've heard something about Luke that I want to address live on the radio.
Live.
Oh, great.
It's always fun with Brandon.
Why are you so nervous about it?
Because I don't want to know what you're about to ask me.
We got to get the truth, man.
Yeah, we've all talked about this all morning, and now we need
There's all kinds of rumors.
We need to get to the bottom of it all, okay?
Okay.
Just calm down a little bit. It looks like you're sweating.
Relax,
he
man.
Is.
Hold your hand out. Is your hand shaking?
He's shaking. Look
oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Okay, sure.
It's kind of like a shot.
Oh,
it'll
great.
Only be embarrassing for about 5 minutes.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, again, let me kind of set the scene for what we have in the studio this morning. My name's Brandon. Her name is Kelly. We have Colton Anderson, one of our newest employees. He's come in to watch the show this morning. He's learned so much.
So much.
I mean, it's almost like we are an encyclopedia for him.
Basically, yeah.
He has decided he never wants to coach football in his life. He wants to basically do what we do, which we call this work.
Yes.
And you're going to have to fight my dad on that one.
Oh, you think I will?
Probably.
Well, between a fight,
who would...
who would win, Brandon Baxter or Blake Anderson? I'm going to go with Coach Anderson. Oh, I'm sorry.
I used to wrestle.
I'm not going to answer this question.
Oh, yeah.
This is
did.
The best spot.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I'm going to stay out.
So, Luke Priest is here as well this morning. Good morning, Luke.
How are you?
What? You're still nervous.
Yeah, I'm still nervous. I just got a text message. Hey, can we interview you? And that's all you said.
No, I just said, are you awake?
Oh, you said, are you awake? Even better.
And then immediately, he's one of the people that as soon as you send a text, he calls you. And we were on the air, and now he's nervous.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be nervous.
No.
You describe yourself when you meet people as an actor.
Kind of. Yeah.
Luke, yes or no?
Yes, I do act some.
Are you an actor?
Partially.
Luke, what did you tell me the first time you met? Where do you act?
I'm a haunted house actor.
Right. So tell me what a haunted house actor does.
In the month of October, I go to work every weekend, and my job is to scare you.
So, out of the 12 months of the year, you work 1 month.
For Halloween. I'm working here right now, so I guess I work here too.
I love how you twist words.
Yes, okay. I work as a haunted house actor one month a year.
Okay, so...
But he's excited about it 11 months a year.
Oh, yes. You know it.
So you put on... What do you wear?
Whatever costume I feel like for that day.
You can take different ones?
So there's different scenes in a haunted house, and you have different costumes per different scene. And if there's an open spot, I'll jump in that open spot.
You ever been Ariel from The Little Mermaid?
That's not scary.
Like Kylie Jenner? No?
No, not really.
So there's a rumor going around about Halloween and you.
And
I want to see if it's true. Is there any truth to the fact that the other night you kind of jump scared somebody?
Well, he probably does that every night.
Probably.
But is there any truth to the fact that they jump scared you back?
With a punch to the face.
Yeah, is that true?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Is that true?
Mike Tyson to the jaw.
It was somebody turned around and got me with an elbow, yeah.
It was an elbow?
Yeah, it wasn't hard.
Like an MMA fight?
Kind of.
Like they drilled you?
You say it wasn't hard, but you had to go to the doctor.
Well, I just had a cut in my mouth. It didn't hurt my teeth.
Did you cry?
No.
Did you cry?
Did you elbow the person back?
No, I kind of... turned around and walked off fast.
So you ran?
A little bit.
You took a direct shot to the face.
And ran.
Man.
Is this normal for a haunted house actor?
If you're a haunted house actor and you don't get hit ever, you're not doing your job right. It's kind of how some people say it.
I was about to say,
that
I feel like
you're not close enough.
That has to be really common.
You just have to hit someone.
Take one for
you
the
have
team.
To take one for the team.
Well, like,
every once in a while.
If someone scares you, what's your first reaction?
Oh, I'll run.
Well, I'm going to hit somebody.
I'm out.
I'll swing.
Some people run.
You will?
Some people run and some people swing.
Dude, I'm out. I'll hit the ground. I'll hit the fetal position. Dude, I'm out. So you went to the doctor to see if you were injured after you got hit in the face.
It wasn't any big deal. I had
did
one,
you? No.
I
well, you must have thought it was a big deal because you went to the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still hurt?
No.
Okay, do me a favor. Kelly, get out your phone and turn on the flashlight. Colton, open his mouth and look and see.
Dude, don't make him do that.
I don't think I'm qualified.
This is the time where I'm about to stand up and walk out of here.
It's gross.
I don't think I'm qualified.
This will serve as a warning right now for any haunted house actors out there.
It's fun and it's not that bad.
Wear a mouthpiece.
There you go.
You can't scream and holler when you got that in your mouth.
So
wear a hockey mask.
You ever taken one below the belt?
No.
Oh, that's what I do.
That would be bad. I would have to stop my shift and go home.
If you ever get scared of a haunted house, go below the belt. Are you going to be doing anything tonight at a haunted house?
I'm going to one tonight.
We should go.
I guess you should wear a cup now, too.
I know. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to one. Do you like haunted houses, Colton?
No. I don't even like scary movies.
We should all go.
Funny thing, I hate scary movies, but I like being a scary actor.
Well, it's different when you're the one
scaring people. I don't.
All right, here's what you think we should have him act out a scene?
I don't know.
Do you have words and verbiage?
No, not really. It's kind of improv.
Just yell at people?
Isn't it
you
just
improv
yelling?
A little bit?
Ah! Is that what you do?
And you sound creepy or something like that.
We'll do it. Let me hear you sound. Let me turn this down. You sound really creepy for us.
Get over here. Oh, my.
I'm a little bit.
That is creepy.
I'm a little bit creeped out, too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Morning. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. Colton Anderson's in here with us this morning. Did you just fall down?
No, he just has monstrous hands.
I tapped the table a little loud.
So, monstrous hands.
Well, he just barely put his hand down.
Yeah, do a hand contest.
Put your hand up to Brandon's.
Okay. How old are you again? 25?
Yes.
We're never taking pictures with him because that's going to make you look.
Because he's taller than
you. I mean.
Just embrace the shortness, man. Just embrace it.
I mean.
You're not that short.
Are you going to start wearing stilts?
Yeah. And truthfully, the size doesn't matter that much.
Did you tell Colton that you wore extra thick socks to make
yourself
taller? No, I
didn't wear extra thick socks. Or there's, I don't have higher soled shoes.
He used to wear those Nike Shocks with the big heels.
So he'd be up higher.
Oh, man, my wife sometimes, she puts on those big heels and wants to go out. We have a rule about that. Like, she can't do that.
I don't have that problem.
Well, way to brag about it. I have that problem. And it, like, she doesn't want to wear heels unless we're going somewhere like that's important.
Yeah.
Like important to me. Like we're going backstage to meet Garth Brooks. She wants to be taller than me. I'm going to see my wrestling buddy. She wants to be taller than me. We're going out for her birthday. She wants to be taller
than me. That's not the case is she wants to be taller than you.
I think that's what it is.
No, it's
then
not.
Why do you buy those high heels?
Because they're fun to wear.
No, they're not. They can't be. Because the last time we did that and she's like, oh, if I'm going to have to walk, I'm not going to be able to wear these. Well, what do you expect to do? Just sit down the whole time? That doesn't make any sense.
I know they're not comfortable. So.
They can't be comfortable.
I don't like them.
Let's see if we can get a hold of David. David's gone off this morning. I think he's in Cherry Valley. He's out there with the Stadium Auto Body Polar Roller.
Hmm.
But I wanted to see what David was doing for Halloween.
He's probably
hanging out with ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 39 degrees. And
but
David,
the way David does it is he gives one away, then he eats one. Then he gives one away, and then he eats one.
I still think we need like a hot chocolate van or something.
You want to do that?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Are you looking for extra work? Is that what you're doing?
No.
He just signed up.
It's just an idea.
All right, there you go. I guess David's not going to answer. We're trying
Thanks
to figure
a lot,
out
David.
All the Halloween plans. We've gone through all these different ideas of couples' costumes. Our buddy Shannon Sprinkle has done a deal on his where he showed us that he was Slash from Guns N' Roses.
That was awesome.
That was a great costume.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm boring right now. I got nothing.
Yeah, I know.
You got nothing.
I gave you so many costume ideas.
I know.
Right.
You really did.
And most of them were insulting Colton.
No, they weren't.
Yes.
They all were very doable.
Let me tell you what he did. Hey, you see this guy right here? He's bald and has a big nose. Why don't you be that?
I told you you could be Darth Vader.
Right. After you felt bad.
After he took his helmet
I didn't feel
off.
That bad. After
he was bald after he took his helmet off too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember him taking his helmet off.
Yeah. This is the very last movie.
But thank you guys very much. I appreciate all of the love received this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Colton Anderson in the studio this morning. He is the newest K-Fine employee. He has learned so much by watching us this morning.
Just learning by fire.
I mean, don't you feel like you've gained so much experience?
I mean, it's been a lot of fun, so.
That's the key. Like, the whole idea behind the job is it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and see. Speaking of fun, David the Barrel Boy is standing outside this morning.
Speaking of a ball of fun.
Oh, he is. If you want to talk about fun people.
Mm-hmm. He's really what pops into my head when I think fun.
Yeah, I do. Me too. Party animal.
Yeah.
Life of the party.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, David.
Well, there he is right now.
Hey. What's up, y'all?
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm just doing my civic duty.
You're doing a civic duty? Where are you?
I'm in Cherry Valley at Cross County High School or Elementary School, handing out some ice cream.
All right.
David, it's 38 degrees.
I know, it's very cold.
Who are you handing
out? These kids want their ice cream.
Are they eating the ice cream outside?
No. They're getting it and going straight back into the classroom, so I'm kind of stuck in the cold.
So you're standing out there all by yourself with a vehicle and ice cream?
Yes, basically, yes.
Is it true that they actually didn't invite you?
They invited me. They told me to be out here, okay?
Are you back to where you can go around schools again?
Oh, my.
David?
Yes, Brandon, for your information. Yes, that's true.
David, are you dressing up as anything else for Halloween other than Shaggy? That's what Colton said.
I kind of have my own built-in costume, so I'm good to go.
That's what Colton said.
He passed me this note asking me to ask.
I definitely that. Didn't. He's the one who writes my schedule. So.
David, is there anything else we need to know about your Halloween plans?
There are no Halloween plans, okay? I don't have anything.
Are you and your girlfriend going to hand out candy to children?
Probably not. We weren't prepared for that.
Well, David?
David,
wow.
Do y'all have candy at your house?
She lives in an apartment complex.
David, does she eat?
There's thousands of kids that do trick-or-treating at apartment complexes.
Yes, I'm taking my
son
there.
Leave those kids out?
No, you're not. You're not.
That's
got to
be a
goal, man.
There's so many doors.
Dude, that's a good idea, right?
Apartment complexes. Here we come.
I mean, in the old days, you went to Ridge Point or you went to Sage Meadows. I just say go to Rachel's apartment complex.
Yes.
So y'all don't have any Halloween candy there, David?
I think we have one Reese's Pieces, and that's it. Like, literally one.
You have one little tiny Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, and you know what? That one's for me.
David, you mean a cup?
Wow. Do you mean a Reese's peanut butter cup or a Reese's?
You're
going to have to go find random things around the house and just hand it to them.
Hand it to kids.
David, that could be funny. Yes.
Here's a hanger. You need
this?
Here's
a toothbrush.
Here's some butter.
Exactly.
Here's an
apple. I think that's work.
What if somebody comes to your door, trick or treat? What do you do?
We turn all the lights out and we mute the TV and we don't talk. Stop reading.
That's terrible.
He is the truth sayer, though. It's David the Barrel Boy live in Cherry Valley, Arkansas, handing out ice cream in 38 degree weather.
And it's been a fantastic morning.
See you, man.
See ya.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, a big K-Fine congratulations goes out to Kane and Caitlin Brown, the proud new parents of a baby girl.
How cute is that little family?
They're real cute.
Man.
And we welcome Kingsley Rose Brown, who is now being called KB3. Of course, you have Kane Brown, Caitlin Brown, and now you have Kingsley Brown, KB3. You can check out the first photo of the happy family. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and his family have won Halloween, as far as I'm concerned. They dressed up as Frozen characters for Halloween. So his wife posted on her Instagram. She says, the things you do for your kids, I'm beginning to enjoy Halloween a little more these days. But it's basically Kristoff, their Elsa, Olaf. It's really cute. Anna, have you seen the picture yet?
Yeah, no, they're real cute.
It's really cute. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
You think they won Halloween?
Well, I already know who you think won Halloween.
I want to play a game with Colton Anderson real quick.
Okay, a game and get him in trouble with his girlfriend.
I've banned this show from her radio this morning. Mm-hmm. You can be honest, okay?
Okay. Corey, I got you.
Here's Tyler Hubbard. And the family is Frozen. Okay?
So cute. Uh-huh. So family.
That's up on the blog. Ariana Grande from Twilight Zone on the blog.
That's really impressive.
Or
scary.
Kylie Jenner as Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
I'm going to go with Ariana.
You think so?
Look at that mask or
face
or whatever it is.
That's crazy.
Brandon.
What?
Colton Smart.
Why are you saying that?
Because which one would you choose, Brandon?
I'd probably pick Florida Georgia Line.
Little Ariel is what you were about to say?
No, I wasn't going
to
say that.
That is what you were about to say.
He's going to say
Colton's
Ariel.
Colton's already smarter than you, and he's not even married.
Why is it that I always get myself in trouble?
I don't know.
You can check out all of those Halloween photos and judge for yourself and see why Colton Anderson is wrong this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. Also on the blog today, new music and a new video from Little Big Town. The song is called Overdrinking, and they cast Michelle Monaghan from the Mission Impossible movies in the video to the song. This is what the song sounds like.
Yeah, I'm overdrinking.
Stuff on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
While many of us are going out to do trick-or-treating tonight, going to eat a ton of candy, get the kids dressed up, maybe even get dressed up and go to parties ourselves, Colton Anderson's been invited to parties, Corey Keller's been invited to parties, but Brandon Baxter has been invited nowhere.
Oh, you'll just sit there with your favorite candy by yourself.
If I was throwing a party, I'd invite you,
Brandon. Oh, see that? That's sweet.
He gets a raise today.
Wow.
Ooh, I like that.
He has also been named my new best friend.
Wow.
Can we be best friends?
Of course.
See that? We both like Mexican food.
Yes, we do.
That is our common bond, is Mexican food. That's all we have in common.
That's all you need in common, Brandon.
I mean, really, it's one of the most important things is what you're going to eat, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Fajitas.
See, you like fajitas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You like carnitas?
Yes.
That's good stuff, too, right?
Do you like señoritas?
See how smart you are now?
No.
Hey, a shout out to all of these teams playing volleyball from around the area. We have a bunch of really successful volleyball programs moving forward.
Like a ton of them. Brooklyn, Batesville, Valley View, Jonesboro, Paragould, Piggott, Hoxie, Crowley's Ridge Academy, all in those games today.
That's awesome. Best of luck to them. We hope you guys have a great day, and we hope you have a great Halloween tonight. Anything special on TV tonight, Kelly?
Not really, just the Arizona Cardinals host the San Francisco 49ers.
Predict it. Colton.
49ers.
They're undefeated so far, right?
Yeah, they should win easy.
Pretty handedly. Yeah. Right? Hope you guys have a great Halloween, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.